I am very excited to announce a quick update on the upcoming Project Impact Retreat, taking place June 21st to the 24th in Santa Barbara, California. I have hand-picked speakers to help guide you in your business in everything from how to secure trademarks and protect yourself legally, to creating powerful branding, to building multiple six-figure offer suites, and everything in between. This event will take place in a 6,000-square-foot villa with 360-degree views of Santa Barbara. You'll have delicious meals, enjoy the space, and make connections that will enrich your life and your business for many years to come. You can find all the info at projectimpactretreat.com. I will see you there. Hello, and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy, and I'm your host. And today is very special. It's the 100th episode of Tech Champagne. What I did today was I invited some friends, and we're going to do all things celebration today. And we're going to share some really fun things about business life, all the cool stuff that comes with being an entrepreneur. And I'm really excited to introduce them. So I'll start with you, Michelle.
First of all, congratulations, Elisa. This is amazing.
Yeah.
If it wasn't 10 a.m. where I am, I'd be toasting you with a mimosa.
Oh, it's still good.
There's still time.
So I'm Michelle, and I have a photography business. Can we go to somebody else first?
Sure. Yes, we should.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just take your time. Good.
Yeah. I just finished the yoga class. I need blood to come back up to my brain.
I hear you. Nicole. We'll go next.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Nicole Michelle Wald, and I am an entrepreneur, and I have been working for quite a long time as a content strategist, which basically means I help people think about their words they use for their business and all the places those words need to go and all the systems behind those words. And I have recently been focusing on two kind of parallel paths for my business. And one is on kind of an agency side where I support businesses as kind of like a fractional communications director and marketing director. And so I have many clients in that space, which is very, very fun. And then on the entrepreneur side, I support mainly women and lots of hard-time entrepreneurs in learning how to use their copy to share about what they do and to be confident in that and to kind of have an authentic message that they can put out into the world and really shine because they are putting their best selves forward.
Love it. I think that's such a big need for all of us in the online space is to the words sometimes can really stop you in your tracks when you're trying to create something. So very valuable. Welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Kara.
Hello, I'm Kara. And thanks for having me.
Of course.
It's nice to be here. So I am an ADHD and executive function coach and math coach. For neurodiverse learners and their families. And I was a teacher before kids and have kids who are neurodiverse and grew up in a family with a multitude of people who were uniquely wired. And I wanted to make change for families like my own so that children could grow into their best selves and families could feel more connected with others. And I've been going at this, well, I've been advocating for my own kids since they were little and helping them learn to self-advocate. And I love doing it with other families now.
Amazing. And I've seen a lot of your programs, Kara, and the cool thing about getting you guys into like my courses and stuff is I get to really see behind the scenes of your business and what you're creating and how you serve people. And it's very warm and fuzzy, Kara.
Thanks. Yeah. I don't want others to feel alone because that's how I felt. And so if I could do anything to help another family not feel alone, another parent not feel alone, then I've done my job.
Aw, that's very sweet. I love that. Michelle, are you ready?
I am. I took a bite of food and I have blood to my brain.
You're back.
Sorry, guys. I'm honored. I feel really honored to be on this podcast with such amazing women. This is great. So I am a photographer. And Nicole, when you were speaking, it really resonated with me because I feel like what I try to do is empower mostly women, but empower people with a visual aspect. So you know how like you're the words? My mission and my goal is to have people love the images that they see of themselves, which means loving themselves. And I think we have become this society where the first thing we do is nitpick all the things we don't like. And we're all beautiful inside out and amazing. And we should be focusing on all that amazingness. So that's kind of my goal for my business is to tell a story visually for clients and have them love how they look physically, which is really what comes from the inside out.
Love that. And I think a little background here. Michelle and I have been, I like to say BFFs. I know I'm dating myself because you're supposed to say like bestie now or whatever, but we've been connected with the hips since the minute we met in I don't know when that was, 2014, maybe 13, 14. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but literally from the moment we met.
There's just people in your life. And I really, truly hope that everyone has a person in their life outside of, you know, like their romantic partners who like you meet and you're just like, this person is my person now forever. They don't have a choice. Because that's how it was with us. We met at a bachelorette party for our mutual friend, and Michelle made jello shots that were like really fancy and beautiful out of like orange peels. I have to share this. And strawberries and all these things. I was like, oh, she's fun. And now we're best friends.
I had you at jello shots.
Yes. You had me at jello shots. And then it was just conversations because you were an entrepreneur and I was trying to figure out how to be an entrepreneur that makes money because I was struggling so much. Like it was destitute for a long time. And having you in my life, Michelle, was just like somebody to just, you know, encourage me to keep going, make changes, figure it out, try these things. You know, even if you're crying day after day, it's going to be okay, but you can't give up because the minute you give up, it's over.
Yeah. And I think for the last decade, we have like flip-flopped and really been there as cheerleaders for each other.
Well, you've also entered motherhood, which is an all-encompassing journey in and of itself. And so I think as women entrepreneurs, you know, we also get to move our energy into different places. So yeah, at one point your business was your baby and now your human is your baby.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so that's really cool. So I'm excited that you guys are all here. And we talked about a couple questions ahead of time that I think are kind of good topics. So the first one being, what inspired you to start your business and what keeps you going? Nicole, would you like to share?
Well, what inspired me to start my business? Honestly, this is going to sound kind of funny because when I think back to it, I was also a teacher, I didn't have a ring on my finger. I didn't necessarily even have, I didn't necessarily know I was gonna get married to the person I am married to. But I looked around and I was like, I want to have a family one day. And as a teacher, I saw my colleagues who had kids and it looked really horrible the way they had to arrange their lives to teach and be a mom.
Yeah.
I was in the classroom. 6 a.m. drop-offs with our babies, like they barely saw all the, it was just mind-boggling to me. I'm like, I know that I want to have kids and I know that that's not what my life should look like when I have my children. Lots of women do it and lots of teachers do it and I praise them and I love that it's good for them. But I just saw it and was like, I just can't do that. So my husband has a marketing firm. And he started to feed me like writing. I've always been a writer. I love writing since I was a very, very young person. And so he gave me something where I was writing a very famous musician's press release and getting paid 10 times more than what I got paid hourly as a teacher. So that's where I started. I started there writing a press release on my sweats and going, wow, this is, I can make money playing with words. What? That's where I started. And then over the years, I still stayed in education. I did a lot of consulting there, and I'm literally in the next week since setting a 12-year position in the education space with other teachers. But all through it, I've had this common theme of empowerment. So when I was teaching other teachers, it was about empowering them, empowering their dreams. And then when I got into writing, it was about empowering nonprofits and empowering businesses, and also for me, like in empowering myself to make my own income and to live, you know, the life that I had really wanted to manifest. Like I manifested this life where I could work from home, have my kids, live not too far from the beach, own my own home, like all these things. You know, manifest all those things, and that's what really keeps me going, is the kind of manifestation piece of this, that I get to own my own destiny and keep building. And now, like I mentioned, I am working a lot more with other entrepreneurs and helping them to keep that manifestation dream going, right? Keep their growth and their ability to put themselves out there in the world in a meaningful and profitable way by helping them with their words. And to your point, Kara, like this other piece has become more and more apparent to me that, you know, Lisa, you said that not knowing what words to use can stop you in your tracks. But as a writer who is really, really great with words, not having your self-confidence in place stops you before the words ever can. The self-confidence can. And so that's why, like, one of my core programs now is called Copy Confidence, because it's not just about the copy, it's about the confidence behind that copy. So that's actually right now what's really keeping me going, is this just desire to keep feeding others, serving others. In the same way Carrie said, like, you don't want anyone else to be alone. I love working with other people who are just like me. You know, they work hard, they to come from a different, you know, profession and background, and they want to shift their lives so they can make it more their own vision. And the more people I serve and do that work with, the more I have to realize it for myself. And so it's just this kind of like self-feeding machine's the wrong word. It's more like just a evolution of like, okay, what's gonna keep on feeding my soul so I can feed other people's souls. So that's where I'm at now, like why I keep on going, and for my family, because I have two little ones now. And what really keeps me up is building this future state where I have built choices for myself so that I can spend lots of time with them and still have plenty of money in the bank to do whatever we want to do with our lives.
Yeah, I love that. And I think before I move on and ask someone else, Nicole, I want to ask you, because your kids are little. So Michelle's daughter's 5 and a half, and then Kara's kids are older, one's in college, which just blows my mind. But Nicole, your kids are in the middle of that, right? No. Sorry, Leo's younger.
Leo's 2 and I'm 7.
So what was that switch like for you when everything was all work all the time, which is kind of where I think we all started, and then you started having your babies? What was that switch like for you?
That's a really great question. And it's in some ways counter to what I hear a lot of other people say. So I also think I'm comfortable talking about it, because I feel like for me, I always worked 80-100 hour weeks. That was just my norm. Mm-hmm. Like when I was a teacher, I worked so much. When I left to kind of try and start my own writing business, I was doing multiple jobs and just always saying yes to everything. And I had no self-care put in place. I had no boundaries put in place. I'm a worker bee. Like I can get it done. I will just keep saying yes and keep on you know, just doing my darndest to be better and to be worthy and, you know, all the things, like all this inner drivers. So when I had my daughter, it was the first time in my life that I took these long periods and just sat. I was nursing. being mindful. I for the first time in my life, I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner because I was feeding her. As you know, she got a little bit older. So in a lot of ways, being a parent made me kinder and more loving toward myself.
Hmm.
So that was a huge shift for me. And it was, you know, my daughter, a guy who's now 7, there were bumps. I worked a lot when she was little. I at 6 a.m. the day she was born, I was emailing and saying, hey, I'm not going to make the meeting today. And you know, I had her on my
wow.
I was like working up until the last second having her. And I started working again really soon after I had her. I was like putting on Earth Day months later. And so it was, I didn't realize it stressed my body. I had a hard time nursing because I had stressed my body out too much. And so the second time around with Leo, I was very intentional and didn't do that. And I only worked, I took several months off. And unfortunately at that point I had a position where I got to have some maternity leave and things. So that allowed me to do that. Because with Emmy, it was all me and I was supporting our household, whatever. But I intentionally only worked, like, even after I started working, I didn't work more than 30 hours a month for almost 2 years. And that experience was also very transformative because it allowed me to see what I could be when I wasn't only defined by working and being a mom. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, take a time, take a walk. So for me, I guess the sum total of that is having kids has been the most grounding and paradoxically, like, it's giving me back more time than I ever gave myself before. So
amazing. It's a bigger purpose. Yeah. That's amazing. I love hearing that. I think it's important too for women to hear, you know, how the chapters change. If you're a diehard entrepreneur working 80-100 hours a week or thinking about work all the time, and that becomes like your whole identity. And then how that changes when life evolves and changes, you know, maybe you get married or you move or you have kids or whatever that might look like. Like, it's okay for these chapters of our lives to change and evolve. And yeah, there's no right or wrong for it. So, Kara, also to you now, what inspired you to start your business and what keeps you going?
All right. Well, as I mentioned, I have 3 kids. And when my boys were little, recognizing that their brains were a little bit different than some of the other kids that they hung out with and friends that we had. And I felt like I want the best for my children. And having family members who have not thrived in life, I felt like I needed to have a better understanding of what is going on with my kids so that I can help create stronger pathways for them so that they could grow into wonderful humans, productive humans, and lifelong humans, just growing. And so I really dived into trying to understand I had them diagnosed with ADHD, and they're incredibly bright. And so I started learning more about ADHD and executive functions, twice exceptional, gifted with challenges, and then everything that comes along with that. And as I started learning, and I finally met a group of moms who had these uniquely wired kiddos. And that was this feeling of, oh my gosh, there are other parents out there who get it. And because I felt so completely alone, the resources in our town are limited. And so as I started learning more, people would come to me and talk to me and ask me questions. And I realized I need to do more with this. And it's been in baby steps because I did have the ability to stay home with my kids after they were born. So I stopped working, stayed home. I could really try and understand who they were, what was going on. I could volunteer in their classrooms. And that helped me to learn more about the school system from the parent perspective versus the teacher perspective. And so now that's kind of where it all started. And once, as my kids were getting older, I realized, okay, I really need to jump into this more and turn this into something that can, at some point, what my goal is now that my oldest is in college, is can I make enough money in a year so that I can cover the cost of college? Even we have some money saved up, but when your child chooses a private school, that cost is a lot greater. So I would love to be able to help cover the cost of college or whatever, however the money gets split up, that we can do a family vacation and in addition to our kid going to college. Or and my dream is someday to have a nonprofit or participate with a nonprofit to be able to give back even more. But I feel like to get there, I want to build myself up in my knowledge and my toolbox and all that. And then someday I'll make it so that more families can have support. And so that's what keeps me going, is the parents who are learning and growing and noticing changes and not feeling alone and recognizing there are tools and resources and others who understand. That's, I just want to keep growing that.
That's beautiful.
No, you're so kind, Kara.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, we love that. Okay, I know you already know this, but attending live events brings really powerful connections to your life and to your business. So join me at the Project Impact Retreat taking place June 21st through the 24th in Santa Barbara, California. You'll get to hear from speakers who will support you in your business growth, and you'll get to enjoy meals from chefs and meet new people from around the globe. It's time you put yourself in the room of women who've already reached the goals that you've been dreaming of. New validation of your ideas, women who challenge you, and connections that will change your future. If a private villa in Santa Barbara matches your vision of business building, join me. You'll find all the info on the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. Okay, back to the episode.
Okay, Michelle.
Yeah, that's a hard act to follow.
I know.
But for me, I've always been a creative. Ever since my first photograph, I still have it to this day, was all of my stuffed animals lined up under my coconut tree in my front yard, and I took a picture. And I've always loved photography. It was a side hobby until I turned it into my full-time business. And I remember when I first got into it, it was very scary. But I had just moved to San Francisco because I knew I wanted to pursue something different. And I had my dog in one hand, my camera in the other, and somebody said, "Oh, are you a pet photographer?" And I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, by the time the third person asked me, I was like, yes, that's what I am. That's what I do. And so it kind of fell into my lap, started this business, and then I moved on to humans. But whenever I filled out any of those questionnaires about what do you want to do, the number one thing for me was always freedom. So I have no problem working, you know, however many hours I need to get it done, but on my terms. And in the beginning, it was so that I could go to lunch with a friend if I wanted to during the day and get my work done later, or go on a trip and travel. And now, and I hear this as a common theme with everybody else, in motherhood, being a mom, it's so wonderful to be an entrepreneur because you can spend more time with your kids and you can make them the priority and have that life that you want with your family and work at the same time, but just on your terms.
Yeah, I totally agree. I talk about this often about like the development of technology and how we're in a different world than when we all were growing up, you know, a completely different world. And I have this conversation with my parents often about they did the best they could with what they had, you know, raised three kids, worked full time. So we saw each other at night when everybody's crabby and exhausted. And it's like kids come home from school, parents come home from work, you know, feed, bath, bed. That's the whole day. That's the quality time with your parents, you know, only to start over the next day to do that 5 days a week. And on the weekends, kind of recover or spend time together, whatever. But this is a very different journey. And I talk to my parents often and they're just like, this is like a foreign concept to them, but they really admire it. And they talk about, you know, when I started my business and, you know, I learned a lot from Michelle, a lot. And they hear stories about Michelle and, you know, I'm going to Hawaii to visit her. She's coming here to visit me and, you know, how her daughter is growing up. And they're just like in awe of how we've been able to create this lifestyle that supports us as human beings first, you know, and gives us more resources. My parents didn't have a bunch of money, so they ran themselves ragged to barely, you know, survive. So times are different now. And I hope that people get to take advantage of the technology and the ideas and, you know, make the connections that are really important for support in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the kids growing up with entrepreneurs are better off. You know, they have the time with their parents. You know, we're not having to ask for time off to pick kids up from school or go to the doctor or do basic things that we all need to support ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I was going to add on to that, just that how incredible it is to be working on this business that I've created and still have that flexibility of going to visit my son at college or take my other son to go visit colleges or take my kids to a doctor's appointment or take a day off with them, whatever it might be, to be present with our kids in the way we want to be present with our kids when we want to be present with our kids. Because, well, sometimes I'm okay with shutting the door and not being present with my kids. But it's such a different feeling from if I went back into a brick and mortar classroom, then I'm bound by their hours and their schedule. And for me, and until my kids are out of the house, and even then, who knows, when they're out of the house, maybe I still want that flexibility to go by my schedule, to visit my kids wherever they might be at that point. So yeah, that's such a wonderful feeling.
Yeah,
I would love to piggyback too and just say that the opposite for me is also like yes to all of that. And the flip side, the reverse I'm seeing with my daughter, she very frequently will see me like, so I've been working a bit more at night recently because I have a bunch of big projects I'm working on. It's great. And this is my choice. I'm choosing when I'm working. And she woke up the other night and I was working a little bit later. And she said, Mom, the nighttime is not for working. I said, well, this is what I get to choose. You know, I get to choose to work at night so I can go and volunteer at your school during the day. I get to choose, like this morning, yesterday, for a couple of reasons, I had very little time with my son. So this morning I said, you know what? I'm going to kind of play hooky for the writing tasks I have this morning and spend an hour in the house just doing various different things, now playing with his, reading books to him. And we went to stop by the beach for a few minutes and just, you know, there's flexibility there. But my daughter being like cognizant of when I'm working and going like, hey, Mom, like because the last couple of years, like I said, I only was working like 30 hours a week. So for her, she didn't remember all the time when she was, you know, 0 to 4 or 5, where I was working quite a lot. And again, part of that because I was working a lot during the weekend, like I spent time with her. So just that it's kind of like creating a generational shift, right? Like my mom, just like you, Lisa, didn't have money and really struggled. And there's a narrative around money and a narrative around what it is to work that I'm still trying to heal from in a lot of ways, right? Like to reinvent myself from or to break out of in a lot of ways. And so the fact for me that not only am I breaking out, but more importantly, I'm giving my daughter a different kind of model so that she doesn't get bound by the constrictions that I'm kind of break free from. You know, like I'm giving her like the get out of jail free card.
Yeah. Just
to, and that's so magical to me. It feels it's like such a gift to be able to give. So.
And that's still liberating. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not a child of entrepreneurs. I don't know if you guys are. We're raised by entrepreneurs, but to me, that's even more remarkable that we somehow figured it out without having that modeled to us as kids. You know, we were like, okay, we don't want to do that. I wasn't sure how it was going to look if I wasn't going to do that because I did work in corporate America for a long time. But every time I had something I needed to do for myself and I couldn't get time off or I couldn't get approval or all the bullshit that comes along with that, I was like, I just know I don't want this, but I don't know what the other options are. So, you know, for us that grew up with parents that worked a lot and didn't make a ton of money, I think it's even more remarkable that we're on this path. Go us.
Go us.
Go us. pretty amazing. I love all of this. Nicole, you mentioned manifestation earlier. I have a little note here on the side and pulling out some keywords. You talked about manifestation, and I think that's such a cool, like, freedom or power that we have as entrepreneurs is to decide what we want and then go get it. You know, I think it's really powerful. So I love when people mention that and, you know, are able to map out what they want. Michelle's kind of the queen of this. I mentioned a moment ago that we recorded a New Year's Day episode and she has like New Year's Day manifestation practices. And one of them resulted in kind of a big purchase. Do you want to share? I love this.
Sure. I had decided one year in 2016 that I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to wake up hungover. I wanted to start my 2017 fresh and write down all the goals. So my New Year's Eve was spent really getting clear on what it was that I wanted. And I woke up on the 1st and wrote down, I decided I was going to write down everything I wanted to see happen in 2017. And I got all ready. And the only thing I wrote was that I wanted to buy a home. That was the only thing when I really thought about it. And the next day, I found a home, put down the offer, and closed on February 2nd. And I think that was the biggest manifestation. And as you were talking, I think we should also call it womanifestation.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
I don't know if I said that right, but as you were saying it, I'm like, wait, why is it manifestation?
I agree.
Love it. There really is so much power in manifestation. And you can think of it as a woo-woo thing, whatever, but there's something about it. When you put the words out into the world around you.
Yes.
Speaking it, writing it, however it is that you're doing it, it feels more real.
Powerful.
Yeah. It's really powerful.
Well, it's like Michelle being a pet photographer. She just started to agree with people. Like, you know,
yes.
That's how it started. It's pretty cool. And I think if you make any changes in your business or you create something new, the minute you start saying what it is that you are doing, then you just go on that path, you know. It's pretty awesome.
I have this on my back shelf behind me.
Ooh, nice.
Sleep nice. That will appear is what the sign says. That is awesome.
Yeah, which is that manifestation to me, right? It is like you make it up in your head. That's the leap. And then obviously take the actions. But even so, sometimes I'm taking the actions, I'm literally just writing it down and saying, that's what I want. And
because
you put that out there, for me, it's usually writing it down. But like you put it out there and all of a sudden, all of your energy levels, your thoughts and things, like it attracts what it is that you have said that you want.
Yeah.
The universe hears you. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I think that with the manifestations and or just running your own business, believing that it is possible, and it's not always easy. And sometimes it feels so hard, you just want to quit. I, I've said, okay, maybe I just go back to the classroom. That'll be easier. And just go back to someone else kind of guiding me and telling me what to do. But when you go even at a snail's pace still moves you in a forward direction. And sometimes you might speed up and you might go at that more rapid pace and that feels great. And sometimes you might slow back down again. And recognizing that life is not linear. We don't just go in this straight, even line at all times. We swirl around and back and forth and all around loop-de-loops. And I think as entrepreneurs, keeping that in mind, that sometimes we might get to these tough spots. This is where having a friend that you can reach out to and get have that cheerleader behind you is so important. That's I've really appreciated the groups that I've been in with Alisa and just these cheerleaders by your side and saying you can do it, you can do it. It helps. I don't always go faster, but it still helps.
You're still going, and that's
I'm still going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the key. And you mentioned, thinking like it may be easier going back to work. I've had two friends who've been entrepreneurs for a long time, and they both said to me it's the same phrase, which is kind of funny, but I just need someone else to drive for a little while. I don't want to be in charge of bringing in the money and always like hustling and being in charge. I don't want to be in charge anymore. And both of them lasted less than a year at their jobs because it ruins us. If I got a job right now, I would show up maybe half the time. I don't know. I would take long lunches or, you know, I can't be in that structure anymore. Yeah. And I think it's actually a really wonderful thing that we get to, you know, put our brain power into the times and the buckets that, you know, that it's happy in, creating in a way that's authentic to us. And for me, I don't know if this is true for you guys, but that changes day to day. I have some days where I'm like, oh, I haven't slept or my energy is super low. And it's like, I'm not working today because I'm not really at my, you know, my best self today. Or, you know, maybe Fridays are great or Thursdays are great, whatever that is for each person, we get to choose, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool. Okay. The next question that I had was, what has been your biggest win in your business? Who would like to start?
Well, I'll say that I think the biggest win is just any time that I have someone who I work with and feels like a positive change has happened in their home and with their child, for their child. Or another big win would be when I get referred by someone else. Someone refers me to somebody else. And so it's like, oh, okay, so I helped one person and now they're saying to someone else, hey, come and talk to this person. And and so I feel like that's a big win. So helping, knowing that I'm helping other families and because I'm helping them, I can now help other families that they know and that they know and it keeps going and it's wonderful. So I'd say that's my biggest win.
It's a great win, Kara.
We love that.
Nicole.
Okay. So you're just saying that, like, yeah, I think having, pretty successful business that's been all referral based for like 15 years and, you know, paying for my bills, like all that's really, really great. And I kind of think that honestly, the biggest wins in my business are that it's given me personal wins. Like all the money stuff, it's so cool. Like I get to live my life on my terms and choose who I get to work with. And that is amazing. But even more amazing to me, like some of the things that are so, have been so hard for me to give myself permission to do. So like at a certain point, I finally gave myself permission to like have housekeepers do the dishes and the laundry. And then I gave permission to myself to have a personal assistant. I had at certain different parts of my business, some part during my the the lifeline of your business goes up and down, right? And so, like, right now I'm just bringing some of my mom again where I let them go. But there was a point when I had, like, six different people doing different things for my business that all meant they were things I didn't have to do. And so my life was lighter. And, like, just giving myself permission to have help and feeling really good about it, I think that that has been the biggest business win, because it it's not serving just my business, it's serving my life. And that I think that that's the point of my business, right? Is not to make money, but to make my life. Like, it's my, you know, I'm building a business so that I can live life on my terms. And part of that is being better to myself. So that's it for me.
Oh, I love that. Michelle.
I love that you two go before me.
I helped my friend. You're still thinking, your eyes were like, you're like in your thought bubble. I was like, I'm going to give her a minute.
Yeah. But it's kind of a mix of both, because riffing off what you said, Nicole, yeah, having time for yourself, taking care of yourself. I just came from a yoga class, which never would have happened, right, in a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. But just earlier this week, it melted my heart when my daughter was so happy that I was able to take the time to go on a field trip with her class. And she just said, Mommy, it made me so happy that you were there with us. And I wouldn't have been able to do that. So again, it comes back to that freedom. And then that fills my soul, being able to be there for my daughter. And then Kara, like you said, having those little wins of your clients and people that you work with being so happy. That's what makes my heart happy, is when somebody, it's my mission, when somebody feels really good about who they are based on images that are authentic to who they are that I've taken.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to share one here. I don't think I answered the first question, but I'll answer this one quickly. The biggest win in my business, I think in the last couple of years, I have figured something out that I've been trying to figure out for many years. I've been watching other people do, and that's to create ways to support people in multiple containers that lead to each other. So somebody go almost like, you know, a series of classes that people can take, can pick and choose what is good for them at the time. And then as they learn, they can go into the next one and then into the next one, which is good, because then I feel like I'm not ghosting people and teaching them something and disappearing. And then it's also important for the financial foundation of my business. So that's been something I've been trying to pat myself on the back for recently, because I've been working really hard at it for a really long time. Many, 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 many years. Okay, so what are you most proud of either in business or in life? We'll go in the same order.
All right. Thank you. Well, I think it kind of goes hand in hand for me. So I'm most proud of my kids working through challenges. And I can say now that they're teenagers, my youngest is still just 13, but old enough to have awareness. And but my older two in particular, working through challenges, learning how to communicate challenges, learning self-advocacy. And because I've worked so much with them, that's what I do with other families as well. And so I feel proud that I have helped my own children on this pathway and now help other families as well. And just the continued conversations and building relationships with my children, with my clients, whoever it might be, just building relationships is such an important piece. So I feel really proud of my children and the families I work with. And that's my life, my business.
I love that, Kara. I'm proud of you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's excellent. Nicole.
It's a big question. Like, what are you most proud of, right? Like, I'm really bad at doing favorites. I'm really bad at doing, like, the singular. Just, it's, like, not my personality for some reason. but I would say that my kids come to mind as my most, crowning glory accomplishment. But it's the same kind of the same note I was talking about earlier, though. It's part of it's because I feel like we're raising really great kids, and it's a reflection of how much work, I'm putting in, how much work my husband's putting in, not just to not just work about the kids, all the things you do for kids, but it's more like the heart work and the personal development work. Because really every self-help or every parenting book that's out there is actually just a self-help book for the parents. That's really what they are. It's just us. And so, I'm really proud of, all the digging deep I've done that's led to them being the incredible humans they are. And even when they hit against challenges, we had a challenging year last year with my daughter, not because she's challenging, but just she had a lot of things that kind of all combined, and we got her into therapy. So I think it's the personal growth. It's being able to ask for help, being shifting from the mindset that I was given as a child, and consciously creating a new way of approaching my life and parenting. That for me is what I'm most proud of.
That excellent, Michelle.
Yes. I'm really proud that my business has made this evolution, and from in the beginning, it being about me and making the money and doing the things and focus, this is my business, to where now I realize that what brings me joy and what I've turned this into has been really the focus is on the clients and the people I'm serving. And that it has really kind of morphed into this really beautiful evolution of taking it off of me. And it's more about helping others. And that feels really good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. I know, Carrie, you have to hop off here. We're going to wrap up. Do you have 2 minutes? Okay, awesome. I'm going to share mine. I'm really proud of the partner I've chosen in my life. And Michelle has seen me go through it.
Oh, not me.
Yeah, no. You're not my domestic partner. But I think there was a time in my life when I chose the wrong partners because of where I was personally and in my business and not having resources and just constantly in a really low energy. I think it affected my relationships with my friends, family. I chose the wrong partners, and I think a lot of the work I've done over the last few years have led me to this place intentionally, and I'm proud of myself for fighting and building and evolving to keep the people in my life that are really important and to bring in the ones that are really good for me. My husband and I have known each other since 2008, so he has seen it as well. So timing is everything, we're all just doing our best, and so I'm really proud of that.
And you guys are so amazing together. You bring out the best in each other.
Thank you. I feel that way too. I really do. He's wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you guys for being here in the 100th episode of Tech Champagne. I appreciate it. I know. I wish we had some champagne to pop, but we can do that in another episode. Nicole usually shows up with the bubbles.
I was born on New Year's Day, so champagne's in my bloodstream practically.
Yay! Here's the baby. I love it. Well, thank you guys for being here. I love you all so much. And thank you all for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.